Horns, whistles, and cannon fire could be heard for miles, and small boats packed the river, all in celebration of one very big and very old vessel, the Charles W. Morgan, which hasn't journeyed back down the river since it was towed up in 1941. Taking it in for a moment on deck was Mystic's Jules Johnson, the cook and steward for the Morgan's upcoming voyage.
I just was looking back and seeing all the ships following us. There's the Sabino and the Saroan, and there's the Argea and the Vigilant, and it's just so exciting to be on this boat, you know? Just amazing.
If you were one of the hundreds and hundreds of folks packed onto piers or leaning out of windows on the river's west bank, you might have seen a man fitting this description.
Age 62, about 5'7", soaking wet. Brown hair, blue eyes, white beard. Probably need a haircut.
Roger Hambidge would have been easy to spot, as he was waving enthusiastically from the Morgan's starboard side much of the way. He started working on the museum ship as an apprentice back in 1971 and took it through two major restorations over a 30-year career at Mystic Seaport. When he heard in 2008 that the ship was going to be rebuilt again, this time with the intention to take it to sea.
I was like, yes! Yes! Oh my God, it's great!
He returned to the Seaport shipyard to take part in the project, which at its peak employed nearly 50 workers and benefited from the efforts of as many volunteers. It has taken over 5 years, but...
Now here we are, as I'm speaking, we're heading downriver, and you could probably hear the cheers of the crowd. It's really something to see. It's really cool. It's probably one of the highlights of my life here.
Mystic Highway Bridge, go ahead and lift.
With two tugs doing the grunt work for the Morgan, the trip overall was a pretty smooth one. The first challenge, making a slight turn immediately after the Mystic River Highway Bridge, was met with ease, with the ship's bowsprit passing over Mystic River Park in the process. The second, negotiating the shallows at the mouth of the river, was a bit more challenging, and Mystic Seaport's shipyard director, Quentin Snedeker, could be seen forcefully waving corrections to the tug operators moments before the Morgan kissed the sandy bottom.
It feels like it.
She was quickly pulled free. 4 hours after departure, the Morgan reached her destination.
Make fast, all around!
And I'll let Roger Hambidge sum it up.
We're here at Union Station in New London, and I'm sorry the trip is over. We never saw a whale, so financially the trip was a bust, but the ship got some movement, and I was glad I was able to witness it and feel it under my feet. I know I'll never forget this day.
Among the people I spoke with aboard, he won't be alone. The Morgan will be in New London for further restoration work into June, when she'll set sail to visit other whaling ports in New England. For WNPR, I'm Jay Holt.